Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. The devastating Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad marks the first ever such loss of a Boeing 787 Dreamliner since the aircraft entered commercial service in 2011. The tragic loss of all but one of the 242 passengers aboard the ill-fated AI-171 flight to London once again brings back into focus old questions about the Dreamliner, reports Money Control. As India counts the human cost of the terrible tragedy, Malvika Sundarisan reports on how insurance claims will work for the families of the victims. New India Assurance is likely the primary local insurer for the crashed aircraft. Boeing shares plunged as much as 7% in pre-market trading in the US after news of the crash flashes worldwide. Shares of several Indian airlines also took a hit today, reports our bureau. India has the ninth highest number of Dreamliners, having received 33 long-distance planes, or 2.8% of the 1,189 Boeing 787 aircraft delivered globally until June. Today's disaster is the worst ever in India since the Charki-Dadri air collision between a Kazakh Airlines and an Air India flight in 1996 that killed 349 passengers aboard both planes. From the unimaginable tragedy, we turn our focus on price stability. In a welcome relief for consumers and policymakers, India's retail inflation eased to a more than six-year low of 2.82% in May. Food inflation, a major contributor to the consumer price index, has stayed below 3% for three straight months now, with prices of cereals and pulses showing a downward trend. Some economists expect inflation to slow further to around 2.5% in June, clearing the way for more rate cuts in the future. The optimism on interest rates, though, is being met with a dose of caution. According to the latest MC Market poll, a majority of respondents expect the Nifty 50 to end the year between 25,000 and 27,000, with a maximum 10% decline from here, while geopolitical issues and global tariff wars are seen as major risks. With earnings slowdown and high valuations also on the radar, experts are cautioning investors to be prepared for heightened volatility and uncertainty. Nearly two-thirds of the respondents say mid-cap and small-cap stocks may now be overvalued after the sharp rally since March. HDB Financial Services, the shadow lending unit of HDFC Bank, is set to launch its 12,500 crore rupees initial public offering by mid-July, reports Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. The company has received SEBI's nod for the share sale and is preparing its updated draft share sale documents, with the IPO expected to be launched barring unforeseen market volatility. As trade talks between India and the US continue, Indian officials are pushing for concessions on key items such as cucumbers, gherkins, and natural honey, reports Adrija Chatterjee. With exports of these farm products already facing import duties in the US, Indian officials are seeking exemptions from the reciprocal levy proposed by President Trump as part of a broader trade deal aimed at doubling bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. With digital arrests becoming common as a new kind of cybercrime, Nena Sood and Ahik Sewer have a chilling first-person account of an elderly couple who were duped out of 2 crore 27 lakh rupees by scammers impersonating CBI officials. This is the first of a Money Control special series on digital arrests and growing organized crime around this. And finally, cricket legend Sourav Ganguly told Boria Majumdar that Shreyas Iyer should have been on the Indian cricket team for the England Test series. Ganguly told Money Control in an exclusive chat that Iyer's top form in IPL and Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma's retirement means he should have been on the tour. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.